worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Philippians. We're in chapter 1 with verses 22 through 26. If I go on living in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which I shall choose. I am caught between the two. I long to depart this life and be with Christ, for that is far better. Yet that I remain in the flesh is more necessary for your benefit. And this I know with confidence, that I shall remain and continue in the service of all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that your boasting in Christ Jesus may abound on account of me when I come to you again. I think we all feel this way. I am caught between the two. I long to depart this life and be with Christ, for that is far better. Yet I remain in the flesh is more necessary for your benefit. Paul, as I know, that sharing the gospel is more important than any other task the world can set at your feet. It is to share salvation without defeat, because nothing can take Jesus away from you, even if they kill the body. The soul remains for life eternal in Christ. This is what we believe, and nothing can steal the joy of living for Jesus in every aspect life has to offer. Yes, I long to be with Jesus, but I know the work at hand is as important than dying to the world, being one with Jesus in all things. Amen. Join me in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for our children today, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We always pray for those that we've said that we pray for, and we pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who have no one to pray for them. We call out your prayers today, and we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Philippians 1. It's verses 22 through 26, two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Christ With Eternally I Wish to Gain. Labor fruitful mine, flesh living remain. Choose which not known, two between caught. Christ with eternally, I wish to gain. Benefit yours necessary, flesh remain, Christ bought. Service continue, remain in confidence sound. Faith joy of progress yours. Jesus Christ, boasting abound, again see you, resounding faith occurs. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 8th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 5:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at UniversalUtterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us. May God bless you. Well, it looks like we're closing this morning at the 6:03 mark, as we have been normally. We've got a busy day today. Got to go to the Miami VA. Hey. Wife's not doing too well with the rash. Please pray for the wife. I'm asking for special intentions as I fast for her daily, lifting her up. May the Jesus of our souls overcome all things in Him. To our good friends John and Marie, God bless you guys. Hope you have a good day in the Lord. And peace be with you both. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We close in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for all things. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.